And we're back on InFocus News Radio KMAN. It's 9:38, and we're talking with RCPD officials, Captain Josh Kyle and Sergeant Kurt Steele on the program here today. We're talking about the recruiting of employees here to the police department. That's always a need, especially right now. And Sergeant Steele's got some information about the needs for police officers and corrections. The application period is opening soon, as I understand.
Yeah, police officer opens today or is open today. So if you have any questions, comments, or want to look into this a little bit further, you can contact our office, the training office at the PD. You can contact me directly at the PD. But if you're interested in becoming a police officer, hop on our website, go follow the links, and put your application in, and we'll get started through the application process. We should also have a corrections officer application process starting soon as well. I'm not sure of the date on that, but it'll be coming down the road here soon too.
And it's important to point out that we're accepting applications all the time for positions. So even if a position isn't open right now, we'll be more than happy to accept an application online and then hold that until the positions open up.
All right. And I understand, you know, and this is a lot of places they want to hire. Get good representation of women and minorities. So if you're a woman or minority and you're thinking of a job in law enforcement, certainly apply.
Yeah, we serve a diverse community, and we want a diverse department to do that.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as training, we've got we've been talking about a few different topics there. Kaya, let's see, what have we not talked about here yet? As far as the PTO program, I guess we could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our PTO program is our police training officer program. It's a little bit different. It's a lot different than our traditional field training officer when it comes to police recruit training. This, again, goes back to our problem-based learning exercises that we were talking about. It's more about developing critical thinking skills, decision-making skills, and using emotional intelligence to guide you through whatever problem it is that you have in front of you. So our PTO process is about 16 weeks long. Is about the standard. That's our normal. Like Captain Kyle said earlier, sometimes we get lateral transfers in that have been doing this for a while, and it's, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Sometimes it's extended. We have a phrase that we use with our PTOs that's called honor the learner. So whatever it is, it's my job. If I'm the PTO teaching you to become a police officer, it is my job to honor you as a learner and find a way to teach you the skills that you need to do this job. During that, you'll have two phases, a basic phase and an advanced phase, and we kind of start out, you know, crawl, run, or crawl, walk, run on your way to becoming a police officer before you are released to solo patrol at the end.
All right. And it's probably important to note that, you know, we're talking so much about training here just to become a police officer, but the training, as I understand, doesn't end there. And I remember Director Beller talking about this quite a bit, but training is happening all the time in policing.
Yeah, so a couple of reasons for that. And I wanted to point out, too, that this type of training, this mindset of training, occurs both in corrections and within the communications group. They both have their own customized programs that follow the same process. So, yeah, there's that. And training is very significant as far as what we call in-service training. The state of Kansas requires 40 hours a year, and our officers easily get around 80 to 120 hours a year. I can't remember what the last average was, but it was close to 100, if not over that. That's how what we put into training. I know some of the most intense training I've been to in my career was actually learning how to teach other people in a problem-based learning environment. And in fact, there's a school coming up. That school is coming up. It's only available like once every 5 years, and we're seriously thinking about sending a number of folks, including Kurt, to that school. It's a very intensive two-week school to come back and do exactly what he said, which is honor the learner.
Okay. So, and there's requirements, so you have to meet a certain standard then each year as far as hours are concerned for training?
The state requires 40 hours each year, and as Captain Kyle said, we get well more than that. But the training office, my office, what we put together is four training days a year that equals out to 40 hours, or four 10-hour days. And throughout the year, quarterly, you'll be scheduled to come to one of these training events, and they cover a myriad of topics. You know, we'll go from pursuit driving, range qualification scores, all the way through bias-based policing to HR issues, to peer support training, mental health training. In every year, we kind of build our training program off of what we find are the needs within our department. All of our annual reports will come through Captain Kyle's office, and we'll find out what we're doing really good at and what we need some help in doing or areas that we can improve on. And then we'll develop our training for that following year based off of where we need some improvement. And so every year it's new, it's fresh, it's different, and we just continue to strive to improve to be the best that we can be.
There's so many opportunities when you work as a law enforcement officer or just in law enforcement in general. And, you know, one thing that's always kind of intrigued me is how does one become a detective? Maybe it's the journalist in me, but it always seems like a fun career.
So at the Raleigh County Police Department, becoming a detective is a lateral transfer. It is not a promotion. In many agencies, becoming a detective is a rank, and you earn a Gold Shield promotion. We make it a lateral transfer because we see the value in bringing people and gaining experience and then going back onto the road with that experience as a detective. That doesn't mean we don't have people that haven't been over there for several years. But it's a situation where we like moving people in and out every few years so that they can gain that experience and then move on to the organization. How do you become a detective? Best way to become a detective is to demonstrate the skills. How are your interviewing skills? What's your report writing skills? How quickly can you get through a report and move? And then how quickly can you get through a quality investigation? You got to keep moving forward because then there's another case coming. So you got to be able to do that. There's an interview process. It's almost like an internal job application process. You have to apply for it. You have to have so many years of experience. You have to have a supervisor endorsement, and then you have to go through an interview process and where they basically ask you to demonstrate your skills through past cases that you've investigated.
All right. Sergeant Steele, you've worked as a detective, correct?
Yes, I have, actually with Captain Kyle. We were in the investigations division around 2013, 2014, somewhere in there. Yeah. And again, it was just exactly as he described. That's the process of becoming a detective when, you know, as a young officer, I remember thinking that there's this kind of what you're talking about. There's this big magical box in investigations over across the hall, and the detectives have all the answers, and they have all these cool gadgets to help find answers. And in fact, that's not true. What it is it's just a hard work, a hard dedication, extreme attention to detail, lifting every pebble on the street to find the answer and deliver the facts in a way that we can find them and present a case that is factual.
I think they get the glory on the TV shows. Maybe that's the reason here.
Yeah, they do. A lot of it is taking information that you've received and making certain that it's processed in such a way, it's communicated and put down and recorded in such a way that it's evidential. That's a big part of it. I think the most difficult thing for me with detective was, and I was a detective supervisor, it's 10 o'clock at night, you've had a full day, you're tired, you're getting ready to go to bed, and the phone rings, and now you're going out on a major investigation, and you have to be on.
That could be challenging, certainly. Again, we're talking with RCPD Captain Josh Kyle and Sergeant Kurt Steele here about the many opportunities here that exist with the Raleigh County Police Department. We're going to take our final break, and then we're going to talk about some local events that are coming up here as well. We'll do that in the next segment. Stay tuned. In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.